Hi, everybody. Here we are. Today is Monday. And the date today, if you don't know, is February 2nd. And we're in the year of 2015. So let's do a clearing for people that have had a situation happening. Hopefully you don't have anything going on and you feel wonderful. But if something happened to you, maybe the dog looked at you a little strange and you go, uh-oh, my dog now a clone or something, then you may have some problems going on there. So anyway, we'll do a clearing for situations. So think of your one situation. And here we go, releasing that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, we'll do the light being activations. And bringing up the male one first this time. Be 3 males coming to you. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now it'll be non-gender. And I'll just count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 3 non-gender light beings. And the females come, and they just come as one. So just one light being, females coming your way. So here we go. Everybody knows who's boss here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you're on the one call, we had the special air cushions on your feet. You might want to comment. That'd be interesting to see maybe how long they lasted and how your feet felt with the air cushions. So we'll turn it over to Ann. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you all so much for being here. Looking forward to a wonderful show today with Ron. We have some wonderful emails already that we can talk about, Ron, unless there's something else you wanted to share with us all.
Yeah, I want to do a clearing for heart energies here. So let's do that. Here we go. So maybe your heart is, maybe you're having, like, tension in the heart. So let's release that energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now let's do one for your lungs, too. So let's get rid of some critters out of the lungs, releasing those. Now these are little alien energetic life forms that come in and hang on, so I'll just get those out. So, and if you're in pretty bad shape with this particular clearing, then you start feeling a reaction. You might have a furball come up, we'll say, as you get rid of these things. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And let's run some energy here for life force for everybody. So stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. There. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, thanks. That was wonderful. Okay, somebody wrote in. This is, I think we missed this email on our last show. A listener called in or wrote in several shows ago that they went to an expo, not one that you were at, a different one, and they felt not good after that. There was a lot of off energy there, and we talked a little bit about clearing, how we could clear ourselves. So a listener wrote in some questions. Could we do the self-empowerment and to clear dark side practitioner temporarily, and then also do a timeline crash while at the expo for protection?
Yeah, and then also do a shrink wrap. So all those would work. They sound very good. The shrink wrap can help you until somebody physically touches you. So if you're in a busy room or something, a lot of people and they bump elbows and shoulders and stuff, then, yeah, the shrink wrap may not be able to protect you at all when they do that. But when you do it and you don't have that many people around, then it keeps your energy from going into them. As long as you don't get touched, you're probably going to be 90% good. Let's just use that percentage there. When somebody touches you, then they already infected you. And then what do you do? Well, then you feel slimed. So, you know, that could go on with all different types of things. So whenever you have physical contact with somebody, you could have a bad situation. In fact, I'll release an energy from that for everybody. Typically, going to school and stuff, maybe somehow you got into a fight with somebody, that's kind of common, or you got slapped or hit. Maybe your parents did it to you. So just kind of focus on one. And the one that's the most detrimental to you, we'll say, one your body's suffering with, even though it could have happened, you know, a long, long time ago, will come up. And so we're going to take away the energy of the emotions that that person had when they made the contact with you. So remember, that's still imprinted in you. So here we go. I can remember, you know, they used to do stuff where they hit your arm, you know, your shoulder with a fist or something all the time when I was in school. You know, these people do stuff. But anyway, you may have your own little scenario. So here we go. So one, release that emotional imprint off of your body. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay. And I will take away the pain energy. One, remember you have to focus on one area, whatever pops up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, just see how that's working for you. If this had helped you out, you can always go into the special clearing on the website and do the whole lifetime one and just bring up your different situations. Another thing we'll do kind of similarly is maybe you're a hiker, a mountain climber or something, you know, and normally you're not on dirt. You might be climbing up rocks and things. And all of a sudden you slip and maybe you're, you know, climbing, your knee fell and hit something, or maybe you slid down a hill. And we probably all have had these experiences. And so right away, you're remembering the situation, the pain of what happened when you hurt yourself. Now normally with rocks, you're not going to really have anything in them that's going to, you know, harm you, because there's really no emotions there. But there could be something in the rock that was in it from maybe rock trauma. We'll just use that and just see if this helps. So we're kind of going to the sci-fi realm here. So here we go. Releasing the energy from the rock, its own trauma that got passed on to you. And it may not even do any effect on you, but we'll see. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Now we'll take away the pain energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And I'll do one more here for those people out there who were involved in sports of any type. Maybe, we'll just say baseball. You know, you come to catch a ball or something, or somebody throws one at you and you're not paying attention, or maybe the pitcher hits you with the ball. You know, all this has the energy of the ball and the intent. So when the batter is hitting the ball, you know, they want the ball to go a long distance. So there's a lot of energy in that as they connect to the ball when it gets hit. Or maybe it's a volleyball. Maybe you're playing basketball and somebody throws you the ball and you weren't looking, you get hit in the head or something, you know, anything like that. So let's take away that trauma from that particular energy, the ball will say, or whatever it was. Maybe it's one of those hockey pucks or something. So here we go, releasing the energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Kind of heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Now release the pain energy from you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight,
9, and 10.
Okie doke.
So, back to you, Ann. We'll see what kind of comments we get there.
Well, Ron, thank you so much. Someone already wrote on there, here come the furballs, so that person is probably coughing or yawning or perhaps both, as those are things that typically happen when you do these clearings. And we've talked a lot about we don't want to be touched if possible and the transference of energies, but boy, when you brought up maybe someone pushed you, I don't know what you said exactly, slapped you or punched you, it really brought something up for me, a very old memory of being pushed. So that surprised me, and I'm sure must have helped me a lot. So thank you very much for doing that, and maybe other listeners have had a similar experience, because you never quite put it that way before.
Yeah, I'm going to do one more clearing for that. So I guess it would be being shocked, being startled, maybe even being scared. So we'll kind of put all that into one little basket, and we'll clear that. So let's do that here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do one more here. But coming up is self-sabotage. So maybe you're doing something where you kind of realize something may have been a little dangerous, or you weren't paying attention, or you're doing something and you didn't stay focused. So I guess you could say your mind went somewhere else with it. And all of a sudden, something happened to you. Maybe you got a black eye, and you go, man, if I would have been paying attention, I wouldn't have got that black eye. So dumb me, something like that, So here we go, releasing that energy. For you believing, and it probably happened, that you self-sabotage yourself. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. So as I'm doing these clearings, you may go, wow, this is kind of neat. I'm getting this thing cleared off of me. It's wonderful. Well, the reason why we're clearing it is because these energies of just using the word negativity or whatever, stored energy in your body, will kill you. So the bottom line is you want to get this stuff out of you so you can live a better life, and you don't keep recycling your past, because your past will come upon you over again. Like I've always said, your body will kill itself and you will. So if you're just sitting there kind of like wondering why we're doing this, and you tune into the show and you go, wow, this is fantastic. I have these clearings each time we have a program, and I'm feeling a little better each time. You don't really understand why we're doing it for you. We're doing it so we can save your life. And that will bring more of your spirit and energy into your body so you can live longer and maybe live more in peace. And that's why we're doing this. So each time we do this, maybe you're gaining an extra hour of life, from a situation that could have harmed you or could have given you an illness. All illnesses are caused by blocked emotions, and there's other energetic bodies too, but people relate to emotions. And there's probably much more going on besides the emotional body going to kill you. So anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, man.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We have a couple of requests, actually, for different reasons. I didn't know either of these things, but there are two events connected to today, Groundhog Day, and it's the anniversary of a spaceship. I won't get say it and get people remembering it, but, a spaceship blew up. So it was a hard day for a lot of people. So could we get today's date cleared and maybe a sample of the media clearing?
Yeah, so we'll do the media clearing. So we'll first clear the date. So here we go. Release from the date energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's for the date, maybe the 22 February and the second, you know, that's 22. Maybe 22 is a sacrificial sacrifice day. You know, remember, the dark side uses numerology. And that's why you're born on certain days and you have your natal chart, so they can control you. So, and other organizations that know how to use those charts control you also. I won't get into those particular names of the groups that are here on the planet doing things, evil deeds to everybody. But let's clear out now a trauma that you may have had or you're thinking about that could have happened. And the Groundhog Day will, guess we'll just bless the groundhog. So let's take away the negative energy from the groundhogs as everybody is doing the psychic courtings and attacks to them. And I just wonder how many of those people in the Super Bowl are feeling really bad today as they were seen on TV and in the bleachers and everything else. Having all these psychic attacks of millions of people connecting to them. So, here we go, releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we freed the groundhogs. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. That was great. And what about just clearing us of the Super Bowl yesterday? We didn't watch it, but we felt like it was, the energy felt odd at the time that it was on here.
It's probably an alien abduction day. So let's clear that energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3. We're only clearing it for the listeners. We're not clearing it for the world.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that kind of, I don't know, going a little sideways here. I could say, why would you want to watch a game like that and be courted and connected to everybody that you're seeing on your screen, on your TV? So I'll just leave it at that, you know? Because as you're, if you were watching the game, then you're connecting yourself to everybody there. And that's a really gigantic slime energy and psychic cording. So I'll leave it at that so you can decide for yourself why you chose to do that and why you chose to harm yourself and your spirit by being connected to all this negativity. Just think of all the noise they make, you know, after a play. Both sides sound the same of the people ranting and raving and screaming and whatever. It all sounds the same to your speaker on your TV. What's being transmitted to you through that? So, you know, remember, the aliens can connect to sound. It doesn't have to be an alien, you know, with the megaphone, you know, in the audience there. They can tap right into that energy coming and ride upon it with their own frequencies. So, like a carrier wave. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. I was just thinking about a relative of mine who I do healings for, who I'm fairly certain watched it on, wasn't there, but watched on TV. So I just was thinking, oh, I should probably clear that for him. Thinking natal barcode, maybe the mental body clearing, and emotional too. Anything else, Ron? Timeline crash, possibly?
Yeah, the timeline would probably be a good thing to clear away. And it all depends how infected they are with it.
Okay.
So if a person were to call you today and they're infected, you know, we'll say on the telephone, from watching that and having all those energies attached to them, when they call you, very possibly they're going to slime you with, you know, I won't say all that energy, but it's still with the person, okay? So, you know, they will get slimed. Or you will get slimed from them being slimed. So, you know, it's kind of like walking into a hospital. And, you know, you go into maybe ICU or wherever you go into, you know, and there's sick people there. Well, that's the illness of sickness and disease and everything else, and pain is inside of that hospital. And are you going to be immune to that? Well, I don't know. You know, probably not. But, you know, you're going to still be in the soup bowl of misery and pain and everything else that's there. And that you definitely know, because that's a fact. And how much is it going to attach to you? That depends how weak your body is, and then also how weak your spirit is. How much spirit energy do you have in you? And is your spirit going to get slimed, you know, with that energy, like your body is? You know, of course it will. So, and then from there, it energizes your DNA. And maybe you don't have cancer, and you went into the cancer ward, and everybody had cancer, and all of a sudden you got kind of afraid, thinking of dying of cancer, seeing some people who are maybe going to be living for a month, and then they're out of here. And then all of a sudden now you pick up that energy because you're in fear. That activates your DNA of having cancer, and now you will have cancer at some point because you chose to, you know, rub elbows, we'll say, with cancer people to activate your DNA. That's what happened. That's why we have the media clearing, you know, to get rid of that stuff. So you may want to do some special clearings on the website to release yourself from, you know, that energy that you may not want to have activated in you. And you may not even know that it's activated. And, you know, all of a sudden, maybe in 20 years from now, you go, gee, how come I got cancer? I don't smoke or have anything else going on, and I have it now. Where did it come from? And you go, oh, yeah, I went to the hospital to see Aunt Harriet, and she was dying of cancer, and there was 50 other people in that same room dying of cancer, and that's where I got it from. Wow. But then it's too late. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Even many years ago, before I even found you, mind energy of creating law of attraction teacher even said that they knew someone who joined a study in a hospital just to help out. The man was in perfect health and did some study about a disease, and then in 2 months had the disease. And they said, gee, I think that man attracted that disease into his life. So that's a law of attraction thing, mind energy not working for that person. But even if you're not doing that, you still could catch something, right?
Yep, yeah, he got slimed. But yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And then you're on that, you know, roller coaster ride, and the aliens love that, you know. And they start stealing your energy from you. So that's the whole process here is, you know, what's happening to humanity here. And there's not enough, probably awakened enough people to understand what's really happening. So it's, on one hand, it's sad, but what do you do about it, you know? Because people are ignorant. They don't know. And if you're a nurse, you know, listening, and you go, wow, I've been a nurse for 20 years, and, you know, am I going to catch the illnesses of everybody that I've dealt with, you know, thousands of people? Well, probably activated in you. That's your call. You know, I would say the answer would be probably 99% yes. So, back to you.
Well, and people don't understand that, Ron, and know it. Like, I think people think, oh, so-and-so has a cold. I won't kiss them because you can physically catch a cold from the germs from another person. But they don't realize that it goes much deeper than that, that it's just from, you know, any kind of touching or any kind of even awareness or studying of or being in a study like that guy was, that you can catch these things. Ew.
Yeah. It gets to be like, wow, you know.
Right.
You know, it's like, and everybody, remember, you're free choice, free will. So that's your free choice. You know, it's sort of like being kind of like working with a bunch of smokers, in a sense. You know, I'm not trying to pick on smokers, but in the old days, we used to smoke inside, you know. Well, I would never go into a place that had cigarettes. And if I did, I would sit far away. And if I could smell it, I'd just leave. I wouldn't want to, stay in that energy of cigarette smoke, get it all over me to have my clothes stink and smell of cigarettes and everything else, plus to take it into my body. So I never even, if there were cigarettes around, I wasn't there. Anyway, back to you.
Great, Ron. Okay, so here's, something connected really to everything we talk about, which is, to me, it's a question about being heart-centered, but this is from a longtime listener. It's an interesting question. I have a finance decision in front of me. I found a finance advisor for an investment, but I didn't follow through. Something says no. I don't know if fear is blocking me, procrastination. I haven't made the best finance decisions in the past, or is it my intuition telling me to wait? How will I know? Please help.
Wow, that's very interesting. The first thing I would do, there'll probably be other opportunities happening, in the finance world. But what I would first do is clear away from you, do clearings to release yourself off the timelines of, we'll say, losing money. Okay, so it sounded like the person had some investments and they didn't bring the monetary income that they expected. That's kind of the way I'm reading this here, okay? So naturally, because you have a bad track record now, which may not even be your fault, but you're stuck with it. Remember, the old thing, curiosity killed the cat, and so you dealt with it, and it wasn't pleasant. And now you want to go back into the arena again, and you're wondering if, gee, maybe I shouldn't do this. Is it me just saying, don't waste your money, it'll all be taken away? Or is my intuition kicking in and saying, you might wait? So what do? You want to do clearings on your past. Remember, your past is going to repeat itself. So, if you had a 80% chance of losing money and 20% of winning, we'll say, then that 80% is still going to be against you. Do timeline crashes on those events, And since people, in a sense, see money as being sacred, we'll say, maybe do 1,000 to 2,000 timeline crashes for each event that you lost money on, okay? And so I guess what I'm saying a little differently here is, we'll say you're doing stock tradings and you have a lot of trades. Well, you don't want to do each trade. You want to do you losing money on a particular maybe stock that you had and how much you lost on it. And so you want to keep clearing that out until you look at that and you go, maybe I lost $5,000 on a stock and I didn't like that. And you want to clear it until you can say, oh, $5,000, no big deal. Okay, then you're out of it. If you still feel the energy of negativity, is pushing a button on you, then you want to keep clearing it. That's why I should do probably 1,000 to 2,000 timeline crashes on you losing money on, let's say, one stock or one investment or something like that until it's out of you. Otherwise, you're like a billboard, and your whole resonance of who you are is there to lose 80% of the time. So are you going to win on this one, 20%? That doesn't sound like very good odds to me. If it's 50-50, you might say, yeah, I might go for it, but sounds like it could be stacked against you, but that's up to you. But anyway, you want to clear out your back history. That's what we do. We get rid of the negativity, the traumas, the dramas, so you can be in the present moment. Otherwise, you're going to be pulled into the past. And that's why you're asking the question. You see, because if you knew the answer, which is also in the question, but if you knew the answer, then you would not even ask the question. So you're asking me, I need to do clearings, is what you're telling me, that to get out of the situation to where I'm in fear of losing money. So that's how I'm reading this. And back to you, Ann. Anybody else have any suggestions? Maybe they can enter it in the chat box or something.
Okay, Ron, that was so wonderful and thorough. Thank you so much for that response. Because I was thinking, when you're heart-centered, you know, but you're right, then if the person could know and they were heart-centered, they wouldn't be asking the question. So something is blocking for this. I'm not saying the person's not heart-centered most of the time, but around this decision, something is taking them off the CLS now timeline of light and causing them fear and worry and question. So they, for whatever reason, can't stay heart-centered about this issue, and they need to clear it. That's really helpful.
Yeah, and also being, you know, heart-centered is not going to change your current reality of what you have inside of you. It just takes you out of the present moment. And so, you know, if you can stay out of the present moment, then, you know, you won't be in duality. Remember, you're dealing with duality when you are choosing to go into the realm of, we'll say, the stock market or anything else. You're dealing with mind energy, so you're automatically out of being in your heart. You want to get rid of the energies in you. So just being heart-centered, unless you can stay there 100% of the time, it's not going to help you because you still have the negativity on you and the situations from your past. So you have your past traumas and dramas. Those are what you need to clear out of you. Being heart-centered just puts you into peace in this moment. It's not going to affect anything to do with what your reactions and responses are going to be to having a situation happening to you. It's not designed for that unless you can stay heart-centered. Like I say, if you move out into the woods and the hills and the trees and stay there and you know, don't talk to anybody or anything else, then you can probably hold that sacred space, we'll say, of being in the now. But when you're dealing with people and dealing with other people's reactions to things, then you know, you're dealing with a lot of stuff. So remember, it just takes one person out of maybe 100 people to change and do a different decision on something, and you could be affected by it. So that's kind of how I would look at it. You want to clear out your past history that's going to sabotage you. If you don't do that, then, you know, I'd probably say you may not want to get involved with that situation because your past history may bring you into the event and it may not be good for you. Remember, your body will kill itself to get well, and the energies around you will do the same thing. It may kill your finances. So back to you.
So when you go to, in life, and you've said before, when you go to make a decision like that one, or do I take this new job or whatever, because we have to go forward in our lives, you've said, well, you're dipping your toe into the world of darkness a little bit, because you have to, because that's the culture and the society we live in. So if you come from that, again, heart-centered and in your body and on the CLS now timeline, it still would be a much easier, clearer decision, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that would be correct, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But still clean yourself out from your past situation. You know, it's sort of like watching, you know, or hearing about gamblers, you know. They lose a whole bunch of times, and they may get this one win, and maybe they gambled 100 times and lost, and now they got their one win, so they don't think of all the times they lost and what that amounted to, you know, if it meant something to them, you know. So why did they lose 100 times? And then why did they just win once, okay? Well, those 100 times of not winning is imprinted into their DNA now. So maybe next time, you know, if it was linear, you might count the 100 times of losing money, you know, and then maybe the 101 time you might win. It might be programmed that way. So kind of another way of looking at things. Remember, if you don't clean yourself out and get rid of the current history, which is in judgment, okay, so the dark side doesn't care if you win or lose. They're going to still get the energy from you on whatever it is. Typically, if you lost, you know, you may not feel too good. There's going to be more energy there. But so they're really capitalizing on that, taking away your emotional energies and, you know, maybe you gamble too much and now you're in debt or something. But, you know, they're living off that energy. And relying on you to keep doing it. So that way, you know, if you get into the now, you may have maybe a little more instinct of what to do. But still, being in the now, you have to make a decision of what you're choosing to do, because you're living here in creativity. So is your creativity there to give away your money? Okay? So that's a possibility, too. And what's the odds of you winning on whatever you're doing? So you need to look at that. If there's, you know, six other people playing the game, then, you know, you're going to be, you know, 1/6 of winning. So you need to kind of look at that and to see. And you're not always going to get the right information from your spirit, because you have, you know, maybe if there's six people playing against you or with you, they're actually playing against you. How are they going to, you know, act? And how much energy are they putting out? And then you're getting involved with energy again with these people. Kind of what we're talking about in this program is being energetically slimed by your surroundings and, you know, the people that you associate with. And then also, are you being slimed, you know, by the clowns around? I don't know, you know. So the whole thing is to get the clearance, to get yourself back into neutrality, where when you do choose, it's a 50-50 chance, we'll say, of either winning or losing, versus, you know, having your 100 times of loss already stacked against you. That's kind of what I'm talking about, is get yourself cleaned out so you have a much better chance of doing what you would like to do. Otherwise, you know, don't do it and stay in the now, and then you're going to still have your money with you, and it won't be gone unless it goes sideways some other way. But anyway, and the light doesn't care what you do. You're just here to experience. And the darkness does care a lot more, because they want to steal your energy. And the light doesn't judge you. The dark side is wanting you to do something so they can steal your energy, your emotional energy, your body energy, and steal bits and pieces of your spirit. And they're also here to abduct you on the timelines to have even more problems. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow. Thank you so, so much. This has been wonderful. We have some wonderful testimonials about timeline crashes. I'm looking forward to reading, but could we just have a sample? For some reason, fear popped into my head just then. Just have a sample healing before we continue.
Okay, so let's do a clearing for fear, and we'll do a clearing for, since people normally have their money in banks, okay, or something, we'll do a clearing if that energy completely left. The bank went bankrupt. Okay, so here we go. And you can see how you feel about this here. So all your money that you have accumulated, since we're talking about money, say tomorrow is gone. They go, we're sorry, but we needed that money. We went bankrupt. So here we go, releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is kind of sort of like, you know, getting hit by the football or baseball, you know, by not being, you know, aware enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, this is about timeline crashes, as I said, and you did a clearing one day on the show, and I guess I won't say the dates because why, you know, activate that for people who may not know about it, but you cleared Liberation Day from World War II, and so this person started to do timeline crashes on that date, and kept doing them. She started with that date and kept doing them on different dates and all the days of the week and all of the horrors, of course, I won't say either what they wrote, you know, the horrors of the war. And listen to this, feel so much better. Ever since I could remember, I struggled to get through the winter month of January. Who knew it ran so deep? Thank you, Ron, again. Again, these clearings are truly amazing. Now, this is a longtime listener, and I don't know how old she is, but I don't think she was alive during that war. It's possible, but that's very interesting that clearing a war from a pretty long time ago had such an effect on her.
Yeah, so let's do that clearing again here. I can kind of remember watching movies and go, wow, you know, maybe the Russians and the Germans were fighting, and, you know, it's maybe that time of year, the winter. And, geez, just going out, you know, now even, you know, you get your feet wet, you know, you don't like that, you know. If you're in that for months, you know. And maybe you got frostbite from it, you know, or whatever. And you know, your ancestors know about that. And or you watched a movie, and sure enough, those entities came in that had to have their feet amputated or toes amputated, and they came with you because you watched the movie. And now you wonder why your toes are hurting when it gets cold outside or your ankle doesn't work right. So here we go. Let's do this clearing, and this is also, you'd want to do the special clearing for this if you, you know, have a result and it starts to feel better. So and it's a whole lifetime clearing. Here we go. So one, clearing this away from you. Two, one situation. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I'll do another one for drowning with that situation. So there could be maybe one of your ancestors, or it could be entities, were on a boat in the ocean, and, you know, it got torpedoed or whatever, and it started sinking, and it sank, and all of a sudden the person drowned. So here we go. Releasing that energy, or you're, you know, on one of those landing crafts, and I heard a story about this person was tall. This person was an Indian, being pretty tall, and the D-Day landing, I believe it was, and somehow they miscalculated, and they put the landing craft with the soldiers on it too far out in the ocean. Well, naturally, with all their garb on, they went down, and maybe they were like 8 feet or something under the water, or, you know, or 8 feet, you know, depth of water, and a lot of the soldiers drowned because they couldn't come up for air. So if you have a drowning situation, I'll release that energy right now from that one situation. A lot of people, they'll start to cry, not knowing why, and their nose will start to run. It's very, very common. If you have that experience in your DNA and or an entity hopped into you and energized it. So here we go, releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So when I was talking, the Indian was taller than the other people there, and he was watching them drown, okay? And I think he may have tried to help some, but he survived when the shorter people couldn't. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
That must have been hard on him.
No doubt, I would imagine, yeah. I don't think
right.
He's living. But, yeah, that would be quite something to see your buddies die, you know, before your eyes.
Right, right. Well, and a listener suggests for that listener or other people who might have an issue like that to do the seven generational clearings, which I don't know that there's one specifically. Well, there isn't one specifically for war, but you could do them for fear, or you could do the special healing seven generation, which you can write in whatever it is. So that's very interesting. Good idea. Thank you, listener. Okay, and another one on timeline crashes, another testimonial. I have been doing timeline crashes for a while now, and it still amazes me. I just spoke to a friend who I hadn't spoken to for a month. I've been timeline crashing phone calls because he always brings up past events. So today he mentioned, or last call, that he lost his phone right after our conversation. Is it possible that I created that scenario with the timeline crash?
Well, that's hard to say, okay? It would be whatever, you know, it's not that you created it, it's what's inside of him that made him lose his phone or have the phone get broken or something. So, yeah, it's possible that doing enough timeline crashes, maybe you didn't want anybody to call you, so you got rid of the phone call energy from timeline crashes. That could be one way to look at it. The other thing is looking at it two different ways. Number one, the guy could be, or gal could be, your best enemy or your worst enemy. You know? So the fact that they're bringing all these issues up for you is really nice because you can clear them out of you. So that's like a gift. The bad part would be if you start having physical problems because they keep infecting you from stuff that you don't know anything about, you got to keep clearing. Now, if you didn't clear it, you didn't know about what we're doing here, then that would probably put you in your grave each time somebody brought up some past situation or, you know, you listen to a bunch of stuff about events and situations. So, back to you.
Okay, yeah, very interesting, Ron. And the same listener goes on to say that all of their email folders disappeared, their voter registration was canceled, and they feel like, I'm being taken off the grid. So could I have done so many timeline crashes, especially as it involves my web presence, that I created these situations with the timeline crash?
Well, creating it, that's a hard word for me, okay? Because you're just releasing yourself from energies that's attached to you, okay? Now, is it good to have your website presence or whatever you are on the web released from you? So, you know, it's really for me, I really can't judge that. Because if it was causing you harm or doing a great thing for you by you doing a timeline crash to eliminate that situation of having a web presence, whatever that would be, that's what you chose to get rid of on timelines. You can still have your web presence in the now, okay? So, you know, the way to look at it is, maybe it was causing you harm and you knew nothing about it and you kept crashing it, and you're doing it only because your intuition is giving you that, you know, that presence to get rid of it. Maybe you're being cornered completely on your website or having that web presence, okay? And right away you're getting negative energy from people, and so you thought, well, I better clear that out. So I'm going to do these timeline crashes on that, maybe not knowing how or why. And all of a sudden now you're free of that energy, but was it beneficial for you? Well, maybe you're going to live longer, but maybe it could affect your pocketbook if you are out there selling something. So it's hard to say, you know, how to look at that one. And did you cause that? Don't know. Possibly yes, and maybe not. So it all depends how much, you know, the negativity is on it, how much alien control there was on you having timeline crashes for that, okay? And if you just look at, you go onto your home page, and right away there's information there about different things happening, and you may see a person, we'll just say it's a person, not a clone, but a person, is there doing something, and everybody's watching and looking at that person. Just think of how much energy is going into that person of energetic cordings, okay? Maybe the person is, we'll just say that the person's there and somebody decided to take a picture of somebody that has a big scar on their face, for instance, okay? So right away, everybody's going to be looking at that person, looking at that scar. Is that person going to feel their scar hurting from the pain that caused the scar to be there? Remember, we did that one clearing the other night for people's ears burning. Okay, maybe we can get some comments on that. Only got like 4 minutes left here. But remember, it's, it may not be good to get yourself out in the public where people can actually physically see you and cord you. So back to you.
Wow, Ron, I can't believe the show's going by so fast. So much wonderful information tonight. A listener did write in for the person with the question about money and investments. Do the timeline crash for the personal Akashic records and finances, then do the unlimited prosperity self-empowerment clearing. This will help clear the energy and bring a few more bucks into your pocket. Do not give it any mind energy. Ron was talking about forget about it and watch it happen from a frequent flyer. Okay, so thank you very much. We really appreciate input and ideas from listeners about how to use the healing and how to healings rather, you know, and more effectively and everything. So thank you very much. Oh, someone wrote in that the, you know, you cleared the groundhogs, Ron. That was very nice of you. And someone wrote in that the groundhog in their state bit their mayor. That's funny. Maybe they'll leave the poor groundhog alone. You know, and people are into that. I remember my grandmother looking out the window because a groundhog lived under their barn, and she'd say, "Do you see the groundhog? Do you see the?" And telling me about that when I was a little kid. Keep looking for the groundhog. So stupid, but I mean, that wouldn't be that bad, I guess, to just look for him. But they kind of go over the top with some of these celebrations. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
And thank you so much, listener, for all those comments about the timeline crashes. Okay, we have two things that people suggest. Ron has two clearings that Ron suggests that we do. The deceased loved one, if someone dies, and also the emotional body clearing in case, you know, the person is still somewhere floating around. So one of our listeners, Ron, lost their kitty named Lucky, and she did both of those things, and she's wondering if you can tell if the kitty is on Creation Lightship.
Yeah, it's in quarantine, yes. Uh-huh.
Great. I knew you'd say yes to that, or I wouldn't have asked you, but that's wonderful. Okay, so let's see if we can have time for one more email here. We have quite a few that we didn't get to. Really great one about clones. People are seeing a lot of clones. I'll just say that.
Nothing about air cushions, huh?
Nothing about. I can tell you that I really felt it. It felt wonderful, and really appreciated it, Ron. I don't see a comment about the air cushions. Let me just check. I think people, you know, feel great in the moment, you know, and then it goes, and they forget. But I'm sure that everyone appreciated it, Ron. How could they not? It felt great. So I'm trying to think what else could we do, because all these emails are kind of long.
Yeah, looks like we're
about to get into at the end of the show.
Yeah, looks like we're probably there. So
yeah,
let's do the mind-to-heart drop here. So if you're a newbie, you must command your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts in your head, that monkey mind, the chatter, whatever you're thinking about, and drop it into your heart. And that way you won't have those thoughts, whatever they are. and you're going to be at peace. Remember, the thoughts take you out of peace. The thoughts bring in duality. So you want to be peaceful, and that's where your spirit resides, in peace. So here we go. Let's drop down. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. And send some testimonials over on the clearings today and also for the air cushions that we did. So we'll see you later. We'll see you at Yahoo.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you, everyone. Just a quick announcement. Ron will be at the LA Expo this coming weekend, and if you would like to receive the energies from the booth, the Creation Lightship Healing Infusion Chamber, email Ron a picture, and he will put it up. No one will see it, but it'll be there, and you'll receive the energy even if you cannot attend the expo. And that's a donation of $100 to Ron, but you have time. You can just send it on an email. Thanks all. Bye.